So a couple other notes I want to make about what happens after awakening. Here's sort of the good news and bad news about awakening. Is that no matter how profound an experience of awakening, there's still a process of integration. So I saw most of you raise your hands when I said, have you had an experience of awakening before? And it can be very frustrating, right? But it's like, we know this place exists. We know, gosh, we were in that room and like in a matter of seconds, we were able to drop in. And so why in this moment am I freaking want to throw something across the room? Right? We've had those experiences before. I've called Gina on one or more of those occasions. Well, I was having one of those experiences. So there is this process of integration that's one truth, but the more, there's things that we can do to begin to integrate that more and more fully. So here, there's five things that happen oftentimes after somebody has experienced awakening. So for some people, it's business as usual, right? That you might not have a label or, you know, to know what that was. I've had several clients that have come to a coaching session and say, you know, I was in the park after work and I was there and like all of a sudden had this experience where I had a sense of inner peace almost for no reason at all. And I sort of was like, okay, is this all there is to life? And it was like really beautiful, but it was an awakening, and without somebody to share that with and validate that this is a pivotal turning point, this is what it is, people can just go on about their life, no big deal. So that's one thing that happens. Fortunately for me, right after I had this experience, I had actually driven to Northern California. I was living in Southern California at the time. I came up to get, believe it or not, a body sculpture of myself. I had done this body sculpture, and I happened to have a rental car, an SUV rental car from Lexus, and I'm like, oh, perfect, I've got the rental car, I'll run up now and get this. So I'm coming up here to fetch my body. And here in the middle of actually an argument with this guy that was one of those not-so-healthy relationships, but in the middle of an argument is where this awakening occurred for me. Kind of a bizarre place for it to occur. And I remember the next morning getting in the car, driving home, and I actually popped in some Eckhart Tolle into my tape player. And actually, even that night, I actually was reading some Eckhart Tolle right after. But as I was listening to him the next day, normally, I don't know how many people have had the experience of listening to Eckhart Tolle, and like, he's talking too slow. It's like, you know, what's the point? It's like, I know there's something really profound here, but what is it? Well, after this experience that I had, all of a sudden it's like, oh, this is what he's talking about. Got it. Right? So that was one of the things that helped in the integration process. And I suspect for many of you that many of you probably had some positive experiences in listening to Eckhart. But if you're really in, if you're hanging out in a real second layer reality, he's really tough to listen to. If you're here or can drop in quickly, it really helps deepen the experience. I'm seeing some heads nod on that one. Okay, so first thing that can happen is business as usual. Second thing that can happen is it's like the Lord spoke to me and there's something out there. So the experience of awakening is it's out there. So this sometimes occurs, people in a like a born-again Christian type of a situation, and they become very religious, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all, but that's one experience that can happen after awakening. Another thing that can happen is there's a re-entry high. So really good feeling, and you really, really get it, and there's like life is really good. And sometimes this occurs for people when they go to a seminar. I think this is one of the things that creates personal growth junkies, is we go in this experience and there's something that occurs. We're so in the present moment. We're getting connected to our power. So we have this re-entry high, but then pretty soon it's sort of like we're back to business. and distracted. And so when's the next seminar? Going to the next seminar. I want to get plugged back in. There's a fourth possibility, and that is total supreme enlightenment. That all of second layer dissolves. We are now one with everything in the universe. It's total supreme enlightenment. From what all of my mentors and teachers say, that's a myth. That even Arjuna Arda, who's interviewed literally hundreds of people that we would consider the most enlightened sages, that when asked, are you enlightened? They all laugh. That's not really what happens. But what's most likely is this last one, which is an initiation into endless evolution. So that there is a constant rivering, a continual deepening of this experience of awakening as we rest greater into a place of inner peace. Do you want me to say it again? An invitation to endless evolution. Very good.